All right, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680. Steve Gilbert of MLB.com. Giants and Diamondbacks, we meet again, and here we are.
Yeah, back in the Bay Area for a second time this year. It's always nice to come here and get a little nice weather from the heat of the Phoenix summer.
Well, the Diamondbacks are an interesting story. You know, they came in earlier in the year, a little bit more of a disarray, so to speak. Things look like they've settled down a little bit, and they're playing better baseball, and the record does reflect that.
Yeah, Marty, I mean, they had a chance to go to 500 last weekend, last day against the Mets. They lost that game, and then obviously they can't seem to beat the Dodgers these days in Los Angeles, so that kind of pushed their record back below 500. But they are playing much better baseball, certainly when you compare it to where they were last year at this time. They're certainly playing a lot better.
All right, a couple of people. A.J. Pollock has jumped up in the national spotlight in the WAR rating, which is always interesting for the stat people. And also Yasmani Tomas. We saw him in spring training. Looked like the only thing he could do was hit it to right center field. And now he's playing all the time. He's got a tremendous batting average. Tell me what you see, because we will see him really for the first time just about every day.
Yeah, you know, Marty, he started to pull the ball a little bit more and started to drive the ball with more authority the more at-bats he got here in the big leagues, and was playing a decent third base, but he was hitting so well that they realized they had to find some at-bats for him, especially with Jake Lamb coming back off the disabled list. So they ended up trading Mark Trumbo in large part because, you know, they wanted to find consistent at-bats for Tomas, so they've been playing him out in right field. And, you know, he's impressed enough to where they traded a slugger like, you know, Trumbo to the Mariners. So he's been impressive. And A.J. Pollock, you know, defensively, you guys have seen what he can do, tracking balls down in center field. But he's really kind of taken his offensive game to another level so far this year. And, you know, doesn't show up on the all-star voting, but certainly deserves to be considered for a spot on there.
Steve Gilbert with us of MLB.com. Always a pleasure to catch up with him. Mark Trumbo, I mean, this is the big power hitter. Did the Diamondbacks get enough back for him?
Well, you know, that remains to be seen. You know, they needed a catcher, so they got Wellington Castillo. You know, so that helps their catching depth because they lost Tuffy Gozawish. But, you know, the right-handed reliever Dominic Leone that they got, he gave up four runs in his first outing for them, and then was sent down the next day. So, really, what's going to, I think, make or break this trade is the two kids that they got, the two minor leaguers. One of which is Vladimir Guerrero's nephew, who looks a lot like Vlad at the plate at times. I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Vlad. I'm just saying he has the same mannerisms. And so, if he's a kid that can come through for them, I think the future will tell the tale for this trade.
All right, Steve with us, MLB.com. You can read him there. Tony La Russa, Dave Stewart. I just mentioned those names, and I just think of winning baseball. How is it translating in the front office, on the field? Is there an imprint from them?
Well, I think, you know, you've seen Dave Stewart's imprint in terms of, you know, the pitching that they've traded for during the offseason and tried to build some depth in the pitching staff. I think you see kind of what he looks for in a pitcher, seems to be kind of what he was as a pitcher in terms of a guy that has some toughness to him. And Tony La Russa has really tried to work with the overall organization and kind of set a tone for what he wants to see and how he wants to see the game played. And you look at their roster and you know, their lineup will change from day to day. They have a number of different pieces that they can move around a chessboard, so to speak, which is what Tony always loved to have, as you guys know, during his days at Oakland when he would move guys around. And so he likes to have that flexibility, and so you see that in kind of the roster composition.
You know, I watch the box scores all the time, and I love MLB TV, the network. I watch it all the time as well. Heidi Watney, quick pitch, 10 o'clock at night, catch up with everything. But Paul Goldschmidt is just having a tremendous season.
You know, what else is new? I mean, it just seems like he is so consistent, and in this game it's so hard to be consistent. Year in, year out, day in, day out, he just seems to produce. And a lot of that goes back, I think, really to his mindset and the way he approaches things. You can talk to him about his personal accomplishments, and he won't be able to tell you what they are because he just doesn't pay attention to them. He takes every game as a new game, every at-bat as a new at-bat, and doesn't pay attention to personal statistics or even really how at-bats turn out. He's more focused on his approach and does he hit the ball hard rather than, you know, does a ball fall in, does it not? And as a matter of fact, you know, in Milwaukee when he had a big night, we talked to him, and he said, well, you know, the two doubles, if they are few feet either way. They're foul balls, and I'm hitting with two strikes, and maybe I don't get on. So he doesn't look at the end result. He continues to look at, you know, how he's approaching things.
I know you warned me about him. I had him on the show last time, and he is very quiet about his accomplishments. You just played the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers just walloped the Diamondbacks. How come?
You know, I don't know, Marty. That's a great question. It just seems to be that right now they've got the Diamondbacks' number. Now they're arguably the best team in the division, talent-wise. Certainly wouldn't bet against, as we talked last time, I never bet against the Giants until there's an elimination X by their name. But the Dodgers have, you know, seem like it's the best talent in the division, and they're just maybe better than the Diamondbacks right now. And Diamondbacks lost some close games. They came back and tied up the game on Wednesday and then gave it up in the bottom half of the inning. So they just seem to be, pardon the pun, a little snake bit at Dodger Stadium. They've been swept, I believe it's now three or four straight series there. So one of those things where, you know, maybe a little break here or there kind of changes that momentum, but certainly it's not been a good place for them.
Now, Steve Gilbert with us. Puig certainly made a difference coming back, didn't he?
Yeah, Puig makes a difference, and he hurt them. Howie Kendrick hurt them in the series. He came up with some, you know, really big hits for them. And, you know, even Jimmy Rollins had a homer in the series, so they had a lot of things going their way.
All right, all-star for the Diamondbacks, more than one?
Well, I would think for sure Goldschmidt's going to get in. Maybe again by the fan voting. I've been surprised that he has surpassed Adrian Gonzalez. He started off third in the voting, and now he's first. So I think he's a shoe-in one way or the other. I think you should probably give some consideration to AJ Pollock, who's right up there as far as, you know, we talked about that wins above replacement stat, whatever, you know, that all means, and whatever that, however much stock you want to put in that. But he's certainly probably is deserving of going as well.
All right. Who's the closer now?
Well, it looks like right now they've been going with Brad Ziegler and using Addison Reed in the eighth inning. You know, Ziegler's one of those guys. He reminds you of like Kenta Colby back in the day. Throws the submarine, and he's been effective and probably been their most consistent reliever and one of the most consistent relievers when you look at his numbers in baseball over the last 4 years. So right now they've been going with him until Addison Reed is able to kind of get back to where he was.
Well, it's funny with closers how they change all the time. All right, Saturday, Josh Colemanter. We saw him here, pitched a four-hitter against the Giants, but he's had some tough luck lately.
Yeah, you know, Marty, he's a guy that doesn't have overpowering stuff, you know, mid-80s fastball, sometimes in the upper 80s, and he's got to hit his spots. His breaking ball is still not really a usable pitch very often for him. He's got a really good changeup. So he's really a two-pitch pitcher, and he's got to hit his spots with his fastball, and he just hasn't been. He's been leaving it up, and he's been leaving it out over the middle of the plate. And, you know, big league hitters, when they see a mid-80s fastball up and out over the middle of the plate, that's trouble. So that's really kind of been what his problem has been.
Great to have you here, Steve Gilbert. We do this annually, weekly, every series when he comes in. Steve, thanks so much.
Marty, it's always my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.